When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Dybbuk Box, a cursed vessel of ancient evil. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey into the unsettling realm of cursed objects, those seemingly innocuous items that, through some dark history or unseen influence, become conduits for malevolence, spreading misfortune and terror to all who possess them. We are focusing on a particular item that surfaced in the modern age, bringing ancient evil into the digital marketplace. A simple wine cabinet, purchased on eBay in 2001, and now known by its chilling moniker, the Dybbuk Box. The story of the Dybbuk Box began in September 2001, when Kevin Manis, a Los Angeles-based antique dealer and writer, purchased the item at a routine estate sale. The sale was held for a Holocaust survivor who had recently passed away at the age of 103. Manis reportedly acquired the small, unassuming wooden wine cabinet along with other items. As he finalized the purchase, the granddaughter of the deceased approached him, urging him not to take the box. She explained that it had belonged to her grandmother, who had brought it from Europe, and had warned her family that it contained a Dybbuk, a malevolent, dislocated spirit from Jewish folklore, often the soul of a deceased person that enters and possesses the living. Manis, intrigued but largely skeptical, dismissed her warnings. The box itself was small, made of unpolished wood, with unusual carvings and some Hebrew inscriptions. It had a single, tiny, hidden compartment within its structure. Inside, Manis found a collection of unsettling items: a dried rosebud, a lock of hair, a small granite slab, a withered, dried insect, and two pennies. He assumed these were merely sentimental trinkets. He was gravely mistaken. Almost immediately after bringing the Dybbuk box home, Kevin Manis's life began to unravel into a waking nightmare. The first manifestation was sensory. A strong, inexplicable foul smell permeated his home, often described as a putrid combination of jasmine and cat urine, which clung to the air around the box, only to vanish inexplicably. Then came the nightmares. Manis, his family, and even friends who stayed overnight reported experiencing horrific, vivid nightmares. Manis himself frequently dreamed of being brutally beaten by an unseen hag-like figure. He would wake up in a cold sweat, sometimes with actual red welts and bruises on his body, appearing without any visible cause. The psychological torment deepened. He began to see terrifying, shadowy figures in his peripheral vision, fleeting glimpses of dark forms that vanished when directly looked at. His perception of reality seemed to warp. Beyond the haunting phenomena, a pervasive cloud of bad luck settled over his life. His business suffered inexplicable setbacks, financial ruin seemed to loom, and his family began to experience increased turmoil. Desperate to rid himself of the source of his misery, Manis attempted to sell the Dybbuk box. He tried to give it away to friends and family, but each person who took possession of it would, within hours or days, return it to him, terrified, often recounting similar experiences of nightmares, strange smells, or apparitions. The box, it seemed, refused to be given away, and its course clung relentlessly to anyone who tried to own it. After repeated failed attempts to dispose of the box, Manus finally listed it on eBay in February 2003, along with a detailed account of his terrifying experiences. His listing quickly went viral, attracting massive public interest and a new wave of unwilling owners. The box passed through several hands, each one experiencing similar torment. One notable owner was a college student named Josef Nitzke. He purchased the box from Manus, initially skeptical, believing it to be a unique curio. His skepticism quickly shattered. Nitzke also reported the overwhelming smell of cat urine around the box. He suffered from debilitating nightmares, woke up with severe chest infections, and claimed to have even coughed up blood. He experienced sleep paralysis, seeing dark figures looming over him. His friends, too, reported strange phenomena in his presence, including terrifying whispers. Nitzke, researching the history of the box and the Dybbuk concept, became convinced of its malevolent power and quickly resold it on eBay. The Dybbuk box eventually landed in the custody of Jason Haxton in 2003. Haxton, a medical historian and museum curator, was initially intrigued by the unique story surrounding the eBay listing. He approached it with a scientific curiosity, intending to study the claims objectively. He purchased the box, not for profit, but for research. However, upon receiving the box, Haxton's own life began to experience a frightening downturn. He developed inexplicable, severe illnesses, chronic fatigue, skin conditions, and a debilitating eye infection that threatened his vision. His friends and family also reported strange occurrences in his presence, further corroborating the box's alleged influence. Haxton, despite his initial scientific skepticism, became convinced of the box's malevolent power. He immersed himself in research into Jewish folklore, particularly the concept of the Dybbuk, a wandering, tormented soul, often a disembodied evil spirit that enters the body of a living person, causing illness, madness, and torment. He also discovered that according to some traditions, a Dybbuk could be trapped within an object, creating a conduit for its evil. He sought counsel from rabbis and spiritual leaders, desperate for advice on how to contain or neutralize the entity within the box. Their advice was consistent. The box should never be opened, and its contents should remain sealed. Haxton's painstaking research and personal experiences provided a chilling narrative that gained widespread online fame. The terrifying story of the Dybbuk box, its successive owners, and their shared torment captured the imagination of the public, leading to numerous news reports and documentaries. Its notoriety peaked when it became the chilling inspiration for the 2012 horror film, The Possession, which brought the horrifying claims of the Dybbuk box to a global cinematic audience. The case of the Dybbuk box, however, remains a subject of intense controversy and skepticism. Critics argue that the phenomena can be attributed to psychological projection, the power of suggestion, mass hysteria, or even clever marketing. Some propose mundane explanations like carbon monoxide poisoning or pre-existing medical conditions. The difficulty of objectively proving supernatural claims always leaves room for doubt. Yet, for those who experience the box's influence, and for Jason Haxton, who has taken extraordinary measures to contain it, the reality of its malevolent power is undeniable. Haxton eventually constructed a custom-made, lead-lined wooden box, sealed with epoxy, and placed the Dybbuk box within it, hoping to neutralize its influence, before burying it in a secret location, attempting to contain the evil for good. What truly cursed the Dybbuk box, dear listeners? Was it the traumatic history of its original owner, a Holocaust survivor whose suffering imbued the object with negative energy? Was it a genuine Dybbuk, a malevolent spirit trapped within its confines, lashing out at all who dared to disturb its rest? Or was it the very power of belief, a collective fear that manifested a terrifying reality from a simple object? The enduring mystery of the Dybbuk box reminds us that some evils are not bound by physical laws, but are sealed within unsuspecting vessels, waiting for an unwitting owner to unlock their torment, leaving behind a trail of misery, hallucination, and chilling misfortune. Until next time.